Today is the 6th of July, 2017. We are on the second day of Digility Conference, and I have the chance and the honor to speak one of the speakers who is much more than a speaker. Actually, he is a knowledgeable person in the mindset of our industry, and the best way to talk to him is to give him the chance to present himself first.
Okay. I'm Nogi Atagumi, and I'm a head of the Global Business Development. And like I said at the conference, my speech, the Gumi is now heavily involved in the AR/VR space. We do multiple things. One is an investment fund, also incubation acceleration program. And we also directly invest AR/VR companies. And we also making VR contents and then try to establish a VR ecosystem and industry. That's what we are doing at the moment.
What I was so surprised to learn that you accept so many different challenges at the same time, being an investor, being a developer, and being somebody who's making an incubator and partnership builder. How do you manage all these different tools? Where did you start and how do you want to succeed with this all big challenge?
It's very simple. Our company vision is now try to be number one entertainment company in the digital space. This is the main reason. Then we just try to dominate in the world. We learn a lot when we doing a mobile gaming business, and we just establish so many studios. We have to close down because it's so difficult to operate the studios. And we just learn a lot this time. We just targeting main market. Of course, one in the United States, North America, and the European countries, and the Asian countries. Those are three big regions to target for us to dominate the world. But as far as we see the mobile gaming, console gaming, those are the big market regions. But this time, we are more clever because we learned a lot from the mobile gaming business. And then we targeted US, what we should do, and in the European countries, Asian countries, every single region, market situation, custom, everything different. That's why we just decided to different strategy to each single region.
You're one of the global companies who has a very modest approach concerning cultural differences. Is this because of your learnings or is this because of your strategy?
The both. Like I say, our vision is to dominate the world. We are so eager. We really want to make it happen. And, have to be more clever, then we have to be more strategic. Yeah, that's the reason.
But isn't it so difficult to speak to so many different European people, nations, cultures? How can you embed them in your strategy environment?
I can say this is one of my strengths, my good point, because I can just be friends with everyone easily. Maybe I'm personable, and I also party, drink people. Business-wise, for example, incubation program, the other countries, it's very obvious because when I talk with the government in Finland, they are very welcome. We told them, we invest your country. Right? We put money. And we incubate your people, train you guys. Put money, foreign money, right? And foreigners are going to educate their country's people. And then once those companies become big, successful, they got corporate tax.
Yeah.
It's obvious. That's why they're so welcome.
But many of these people, they look just at spreadsheets, Excel sheets. You look at other things. What are you the most important indicators?
We are an entertainment company. That's why, how we can entertain people. This is also one of the key, always, our mind.
Having been in Japan myself, I learned a lot about entertainment in Japan. And it took me 2 or 5 years to really understand in depth the rules and the do's and don't do's in Japanese games world. We in Europe have so different approaches from that, from our own culture. How can you match with these differences in a way to make a spreadsheet successful in the third dimension of play?
Yeah, traditionally, the entertainment was a little different, spread out. But the media, SNS, since those kind of technology services happening, and then everybody more connected, and then everyone have a more common sense. That's why the entertainment way also the similar. For example, from the Hollywood movie, everyone starts watch it, and then just common entertainment way. And a console game comes up, everyone starts the Nintendo, PlayStation, something, and then more people always have and doing same things, mobile game. And entertainment way is always getting closer. That's why right now, it's, I don't think it's not so typical to, you know, entertain people.
I see, because in the film industry, it was always about storytelling. Would you say it's the same thing for the VR world?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like I said in my speech, the most attractive point or most important thing of the VR is how much you know make people immersive into the contents. That's why the artwork, visual in the VR is very important, very clear, exactly like our world. But different world, but it's pretty real. And sound system is very important. Yeah. Also, haptics, everything is important. Another important thing is that in this world, everyone has their own life. Mm-hmm. They have a backstory. Mm-hmm. And in the future, they have a story, mm-hmm. which they are not going to know. They never know in the future. Mm-hmm. That's why storytelling in the VR content is very important. That's why people into. So the backstory, you know, when you start some game, but some sort of backstory starting, and then, oh my god, and then people just, you know, gradually into it, and start the game, oh my god, then people know the story, right? And then try to, you know, proceed the game. That's why storytelling is actually very important.
But in the film industry, to come back to that, we had a linear story, and now people have to make more and more choices themselves. How do you help them to make these choices, and how do you embed them in your own economic strategy?
Content-wise, I'm not sure this is the right answer, but a big difference from the movies and game, especially future for the VR, is like interactive. Movie is just showing. Mm-hmm. People just see that. Oh, and then that's it. They cannot choose anything, any mm-hmm. stories. Mm-hmm. But in the VR world, it's interactive. You can choose this way or this way. That's why I think it's better and more advanced entertainment way.
And do you think that this interactive approach is valid to all these different cultures in the same way? Or is there a specific background in the Japanese way of looking at things that interactivity may be of more help for the success of this kind of storylines?
That's actually a little bit different. Yeah, depends on the country. Of course, Japanese anime movie is sort of popular mm-hmm. in other countries, but not 100% people like it. More like Japanese lovers kind of people like it. That's why the story should be in the more localized, you know. Mm-hmm. It should be in a local way, fundamentally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There should be many ways. That's why people enjoy books, many movies, because all stories are different.
Coming back to your own traditions, in Bunraku, we even have different players showing up a new world which only is a combination of the three players and showing something totally new. Is this a mental or magic strategy for VR?
That I think you know better. Yeah, of course, I said emotional approach is important, but like I say, like a more deep, like logical thinking approach is also one of the way to make people immersive. I think I agree with your idea.
Okay, I would like to ask you one question, which is a little difficult. Usually there's a whole set of questions you're always asked. They're always more or less the same about the investment strategies, about the rollouts, about the expectations, about all those. But maybe there is a question that never been asked, but you would like to have them asked so that you can give an answer. What would be a nice question for you you would like to answer yourself? Imagine one.
Can I just speak randomly? So about investment, just most common things people ask me. Hey, because we are investing, that's why people come to me to, you know, give me money, something. That's fine, but I prefer talk about more like business strategy, idea kind of things, because I have many thoughts because I'm meeting many people. That's why someone say, I want to make those kind of business. But I say, oh, you know, this company, those guys are already doing same things. And or if it's a very new idea, I might have a better idea. That's because, oh, maybe you should do this, you should do this. Mm. Those kind of things, yeah, fun, right? Like I say, that create together, you know, other countries. I think that's the most interesting question for me.
So you're going to shape the new industry and not just finance it, right?
Not a finance, because we are not a pure VC company. We are more business company and creating an industry that try to change the world.
So what will be the most challenging task for you when you come to Europe the next time? You have been around here for many countries. And next time, is there a specific task or a specific country or a specific job you would like to approach?
We have a business in Helsinki. That's why I need to go there on a regular basis to check what's going on. Personally, I'm really interested in investment, new business standpoint. I'm really interested in the Central Eastern European countries because as far as I went visited there, that's business standpoint. And at a foreign business standpoint, nobody touched it yet. So many people, companies hadn't got investment yet, but they're technology skill, also the creativity is very high and very unique. That's why I'm more digging into it. That's one of the things. Other thing is Germany, because we invested the company in Berlin base, and we also thinking to establish another incubation program, maybe Berlin. That's why I'm going to visit there again. But I'm just, you know, understanding this country's culture. I didn't know. It's kind of similar to Asian culture. Because it's age vertical, right? The older people is kind of strong, and the younger people have to respect older people. And then some of older people don't care the younger people because they want to just protect their position. That's why very political. This is actually big bottleneck to expand a new industry. Yeah, I found it, right?
Simple last question. When you go back to Japan, is there one lesson which you're taking back home? Would you would like to talk in Japan for your friends over there? What you learned here?
That exactly the same. Maybe all of my Japanese friends gonna interested in that. Yeah. We didn't know that. Got a Western country is more like, you know, more efficient, more like a clear, more logical. Mm. But here is not. Where, you know, it's kind of similar to Japanese culture. Yeah.
Thank you very much for this deep insight, and we appreciate your time and hope you will be successful with your next endeavors.
Yes, thank you very much.